Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. Is the newly enlarged Panama Canal a game-changer for United States ports? An article in Sea Power, the Navy League publication, addresses the question, and if you are interested in world shipping, it generates a lot of questions on the subject. A $525 million expansion has more than doubled the canal's tonnage capacity. The new set of locks can accommodate vessels up to a width of 160 feet, an increase of 50 feet over the old, with the length now 1,200 feet, which is an increase of 235 feet, and the depth from 40 to 50 feet. Some believe that the Panama enlargement was the cause of the ongoing expansions of major United States ports. This is not true, as the ports were looking at the bigger picture, the increasing number of container ships exceeding the size of even the new Panama Canal. These new giant ships can use the Suez Canal, so sea shipping routes change accordingly. The Panama Canal has been handling about 6% of the world's container traffic. With the expansion, the impact of the expanded canal and what that might mean for ports in the U.S. is still open to conjecture. A trade economist by the name of John D. Martin made a thought-provoking statement, quote, "The one thing we have known for the past 5 or 6 years and that we can be sure of, the ships are going to get to be bigger. The only thing the Panama Canal does is provide a funnel that is larger now to bring bigger ships in. Whether there's going to be an increase in freight and volumes is really totally dependent on the logistics freight cost. There are so many factors that really influence what we call the logistics freight cost," unquote. While trade economists closely watch the pace of U.S. port system expansions, they also look at the question of reliability on the West Coast in terms of congestion and labor disputes. Shippers and economists have seen erosion in the Great West Coast trade since the 10-day shutdown of 29 ports in 2002 and several work slowdowns in recent years. The economy has seen a slower pace of trade growth since the recession of 2008 with the flattening of China's trade growth. In 2010, the West Coast claimed 57% of total U.S. container volume. In 2015, it claimed 52%, down 5% over 5 years. Since the Panama's expansion first began, market studies have shown the possibility of added traffic for the natural gas trade, loading out of the Gulf of Mexico and shipping to Asian ports. With low natural gas prices, the U.S. is now a price competitor as a large exporter. We know the Panama Canal will have an impact on world shipping, but it remains to be seen as to how much. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.